Welcome to our Women as One Mentorship Toolkit. My name is Shrila Banerjee and I'm an interventional cardiologist from the UK. Dr. Aisha Kadar and I won an Escalator Award in the Mentor Match category, and as part of that, we developed this toolkit.
This research-based mentorship toolkit was specifically designed for mentors and mentees and consists of two separate tracks. We hope it will serve as a useful template in developing your mentoring relationships.
Mentorship is a professional and sometimes personal development relationship where an experienced individual provides guidance, support, and feedback to someone seeking to develop their own career. Mentorship can be helpful in the clinical world, in research roles, to help develop advocacy skills, during leadership, and also to help achieve work-life balance. Whilst every mentor-mentee relationship is unique, the mentor's role is consistent. A mentor is altruistic, as their role is primarily driven by consideration for the success of the mentee. So we have developed a mentorship model with four key sections. Each section has a different focus. Section one is to understand, section two to share, section three, agree and plan, and section four, review and adapt. And we'll discuss each section in turn. So to understand, firstly, you need to understand your mentee. You need to ask open questions to learn more about your mentee and be ready to listen. As a mentor, you need to understand where the mentee is in their career and their journey so far. As a mentor, you need to understand what is their desired focus moving forward and what have been their challenges and successes so far. Another point of understanding is to understand your own role as a mentor. As a mentor, you're an advisor and sounding board, and in doing so, you must also empower your mentee to act independently, identify your mentee's skills and development opportunities, and also provoke and challenge your mentee whilst being supportive and understanding. It's important for your mentee that you share information about you, starting with your educational and clinical journey, important mentors and how they impacted you. It's also helpful to explain how you found your mentors. Finally, share information about your challenges and how you overcame them, and how your original career plan may differ or actually be very similar to how it turned out. Having understood and listened to each other, now comes the time to agree and plan your mentorship program. You will have established the mentee's needs regarding their current situation and their ambition, and gathered information regarding obstacles that have been overcome and what remain. You will know the mentee's strengths and areas for development, and now this will allow you to plan and agree specific goals, milestones, and topics for discussion. It's important to program the meetings in your diaries and agree and plan for priorities to be addressed in the 6-month timeline. We suggest three priorities in this time scale. Having accumulated knowledge of the mentee, their strengths, their challenges, and their successes, you will now understand any issues that remain to be addressed. Additional resources such as progress reports or feedback from colleagues may be helpful in assessing the situation further. At this stage, we need to review and adapt according to the knowledge gained. As a mentor, it is beneficial to assess how you have helped so far and what else you can do. Once your mentor-mentee pairing is confirmed or established, here are some suggestions for your first meeting. So we've outlined the standard mentoring approaches, but there are alternative mentorship options which can also be considered. Remote or distance mentoring is becoming increasingly popular with the ease of communications globally. This allows cross-institutional mentorship through established programs such as Women as One Escalator Awards that encourages global mentor-mentee relationships such as mine and Aisha's. In addition, web-based connectivity facilitates informal connections developing into formal mentoring arrangements. In addition, we should consider peer mentoring. This is mentoring between peers at the same level of, for instance, training or career, and is particularly helpful when navigating specific challenges to training roles, subspecialty development, or particular demographics. Finally, reverse mentoring, that I believe I benefit from. As being a formal mentor to Aisha, I learn and experience new perspectives and outlooks that a senior colleague can benefit from whilst mentoring their more junior colleagues. I will now take a minute to explain the difference between sponsors and mentors. Women are often over-mentored but under-sponsored. So what is a sponsor? A sponsor is a person who is an advocate who provides influential and promotional support. A sponsor actively promotes growth and provides access to opportunities of work and advocates for career advancement. A mentor, conversely, is a more nurturing and long-term relationship where a mentor shares knowledge and provides guidance and advice to the mentee. I hope you'll see, whilst mentorship and sponsorship are both different, they're both very helpful for developing careers. So as we approach the end of our toolkit presentation, we hope you have a clear view of mentorship, its role, and its benefits. We ask you now to identify your goals, to do some reading to define what you can get from a mentoring relationship, and identify potential mentors and mentees. Then you need to make the necessary connections to develop a successful mentoring relationship via conferences, via engagements with professional societies and other organisations, and participation in professional development programmes. We wish you luck and great success in your careers going forward. Thank you.
In order to derive the maximum out of your mentoring relationship, here are some of the responsibilities which we see as important. The four-pronged mentee component of the mentoring model encompasses these domains: share, understand, agree and plan, review and adapt. Let's look at each of these components in more detail. Share. As with any professional relationship, it is firstly necessary to share information about yourself and your career to date so that your mentor is aware of your educational and professional background. Let them know who have been your key influencers and mentors over the years, both formal and informal. What do you see as your greatest strengths, so that you can play to your strengths, and also weaknesses, so that you can collectively find ways to work around them? And also, what are your interests outside of work? And importantly, what are your short-term and long-term career goals and aspirations? Understand. The next step, and probably the most important, is to understand. Understand where your mentor is in their career. How did they get to this point? And perhaps what and who have been their inspirations, if they're willing to share it. To facilitate an effective mentorship, it's also important to understand what your mentor sees as their role in this mentor-mentee relationship. Be clear on how your mentor prefers to communicate between meetings and be mindful of time differences. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, understand how you will evaluate success. Have measurable, tangible goals and how you're going to evaluate them. The third domain in this model is to agree and plan. Describe your current situation as well as any additional context that might be useful, and how these relate to your priority needs. What are your ultimate goals and what obstacles have you encountered and remain in your career development so far? Based on what you have shared and understood, agree and plan on next steps. It's important to establish some ground rules: confidentiality, openness, candor, respect for time, commitment to pre-work and planning before meetings, etc., as well as establish any off-limit topics, for example, personal lives. Agree on communication methods and frequency of the meetings, as well as potential milestones in terms of expectations and achievements. Agree and plan towards a realistic number of priorities. We suggest a maximum of 3, which will facilitate working towards your ultimate long-term career aspirations. And finally, check agreement and commitment to this planned approach. Lastly, you need to review as well as adapt. Every mentoring relationship is and should be dynamic, with a frequent review of both expectations as well as issues and priorities, both from the mentee as well as the mentor's perspectives. Are your discussions focused on addressing the right issues? What additional modules or documentation would be useful for working on your agreed priorities? What issues or priorities remain from the last meeting? Re-evaluate your progress periodically and discuss further goals and expectations and what more your mentor can do to help. Communication is key in everything. Based on this model at your first meeting, make sure that you build rapport as well as structure. Volunteer yourself to be the driver of this relationship.